This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Wednesday, February 4th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. The first residents have finally started moving in to Watsonville's Hope Village after months of delays. The 32-unit Tiny Homes community will house 34 people who've been living unsheltered on the Pajaro River levee. Mike Kittredge is the Homelessness Prevention Director for the Community Action Board of Santa Cruz County, which manages Hope Village. KAZU spoke to him on Monday.
Today is the first day that residents moved in. We're very excited.
He says 7 to 10 people will move in each week until the units are filled. The first residents stayed at a hotel for the last couple months to help them transition and stay warm during the winter.
And it's amazing. In these 2 months, folks have transformed. Their physical appearance has improved. Their engagement with their case managers has improved.
Once at Hope Village, residents have access to services including healthcare, workforce development, and help obtaining important documents like birth certificates and driver's licenses. Kittredge says the expectation is that people will stay for about 6 months.
So the goal is to move as many folks as possible into permanent housing.
He hopes this will be a model for future projects. To celebrate Black History Month, Santa Cruz Public Libraries will host a film screening of the new documentary, The Inquisitor. The film chronicles the legacy of Texas Congresswoman Barbara Jordan, who played a key role in the impeachment hearings of President Richard Nixon and was a staunch civil rights advocate. A panel discussion with local community organizers and a virtual visit from one of the filmmakers will follow the screening. The event takes place Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Capitola Branch Library. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.